OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Beep you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm back.
Welcome to the show. I'm Menti.
And with me is my wonderful sidekicks, First Mr. P Features.
Hello, internet.
And then there's Mauer.
Beep you.
I can hold this no longer than I thought.
Beep you, Menti.
Ooh, man, that actually hurt my ears.
Beep you.
It's great to be back, guys. Thanks for having me.
How was late shift?
Beep you. God, beep it.
How was late shift?
He's swell.
Is
he's
it
swell.
Is everything
swell?
Cool between the two of you?
Swell, huh?
You know, he's not who I thought he was.
Was he gentle?
He's more of a more of a hopeless romantic than I originally took him for. He's tender. His name's Marvin.
Marvin.
I didn't. It's weird. We had like a little heart to heart.
Is late shift his last name?
By the way, he said hi.
I bet he did.
So yeah. My side with late shift was great. It was great.
It was great.
He was a nice guy.
Shows without you were amazing.
I heard. I got a lot of good feedback about the last couple shows. So. Yeah,
about you not being on them?
Yeah, it's thanks, guys.
Features just wouldn't let us not do the Joker show. He was like, listen, I don't care, Menti's not here. We're doing this.
Is that true?
Again, being thrown under the bus.
What bus would that be?
The 18-wheeler that seems to be parked around the corner every time Menti comes back.
Well, if you're new around here, welcome to the Wednesday show.
What does that mean?
Features.
Oh, new news.
You sound that. I heard nude news on that one. Can I get that again?
New news.
That's much better. Yeah, that's where we talk about the news.
We already did the nude news. That was last week.
This week, there are no nude events. There are new comic-related current events, but no nude comic-related current events. Aren't you guys proud that I was able to say that twice in a row without messing up?
I am very proud of you.
Seeing as how you couldn't, Mauer.
Spicy.
All right, let's get into some comic-related news. Well, let's, you know what?
What are we going to start talking about?
Let's hold on, because I think all of our best news is comic-related. There's a lot of TV and movie, well, not TV, movie news, a lot of movie news, but we've got things like, for example, we're finally seeing Dr. Manhattan, Superman.
Well, that was strange. Uh-huh. Man, our Flash died, too.
And Banner Hulk may no longer be strongest there is.
Doubt it.
Yeah, well, I don't. With the way Marvel's going, but we'll talk about that when we get there. I think the first thing we need to do is we need to get some sad news out of the way first.
Yeah.
So, Judge Dredd.
Mm-hmm.
So, the co-creator, Carlos Esquera, and he's not quite the co-creator. He's credited as creating the universe. He's not the first person that put Dredd on paper, even there. But he helped make Dredd who he is.
Right.
And he had a 10-year battle with cancer. That he finally lost the battle to. So he is to Dredd as we see like Jim Lee to Batman. Mm. Kind of like.
Yeah, I get that. That's a good one. And Jim Lee to X-Men.
Yeah.
Jim Lee to anything.
Jim Lee to most things that he puts his pen to.
So, yeah, it was sad news for everybody. And I think we have to do a quick moment. All right.
Cancer.
Yeah, beep cancer.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. So the next thing that I wanted to make sure we had a chance to talk about is that first, DC's killing it with their big overall arcing books this time around. You know, we always talk about Marvel overarching stories because we're so used to them from Marvel. But right now,
that's all they do
for the most part. And DC right now is killing it with not only Heroes for Hire.
Wow.
What is with me today?
You're backwards today.
I'm all messed up. Are Heroes in Crisis. That's
are you Bizarro Menti?
I am Bizarro Menti.
Okay.
Who does that make me?
I don't know.
Does that just make me Menti at this point?
I like how scared he was.
I don't want to be Menti. Well, I like everything.
But we,
I'm vanilla.
Right.
I'm vanilla. Wow. What does that make you?
Ice, baby.
Wait, hold on. If I'm vanilla, what are you?
Not plain.
What are you? Tell me what you are, Mauer.
I'm a little rocky road. I don't want to be Menti anymore. Features.
Okay.
Change this Freaky Friday back.
As fun of a joke as this is. Heroes in Crisis has been an interesting book, right? So it just finally came out. It's been something that we've been talking about for a little bit with, at the end of Flash Wars when Wally gets taken over to what's called the Sanctuary, which is a place that was set up by Batman, Wonder Woman, and
words
Superman.
Are hard.
Today, I'm all words. Sorts off. I've had two cups of coffee and it's like 11:30 at night. Is it 11:30? What time?
No,
or 10.
Or 10. Close enough. I'm rounding up. but we did have a whole lot of deaths in this book right off the bat, which is what I wanted to make sure we talk about.
Yeah, because this is only the first wave of deaths, because this isn't adding up to the number of the people they said were going to die in this.
I was shocked by the amount. I mean, look, some of these deaths don't really matter, to be very, very honest. Some of them
you mean Lagoon Boy?
Who?
Yeah, Lagoon Boy.
Who?
I don't even know who Lagoon Boy is. I don't care. Lagoon Boy is the dude from Young Justice. That's right.
Oh.
I don't care. Season 2 of Young Justice. I didn't like Season 2 of Young Justice as much as I like Season 1, so I don't really care about Lagoon Boy. But like Blue Jay was a character who died, and Blue Jay, he came around in the 1970s, like late 70s, I believe. He has the power to shrink and grow wings.
And look like a bird?
He's like Ant-Man with wings.
Great. So he's
right.
Wasp.
Wait, he died. Yeah, he's Wasp.
And then
right.
Wi-Fi? It's,
absolutely. What's up?
And then Wi-Fi?
And then Wi-Fi.
Oh, hotspot.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want
to? No. No. you want Earth 2? Is that what you're saying? All right, Earth 2.
Earth 2!
Wow, you just put that right in the microphone and that hurt my ears. That was a Mauer, you were on your game today with the ear splitting sounds.
I'll turn my mic down.
But anyway, we also lost Commander Steel.
Who?
From you watch Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, the really bad
Captain America.
Yeah,
it's Colossus meets Captain America. That guy. Yeah. Damn. So he died. But the biggest two were Arsenal.
What?
Red Arrow.
I mean, the guy's been through everything. He beat heroin.
I know. And then just died. And then the big one, Wally West.
Who?
Wally
Stop playing.
West.
You know who Wally West is.
So Wally West
Black Flash.
No. Black Flash?
Isn't that Wally West?
No.
There is a Black Flash.
There's
Wally
an actual
West.
Black Flash, too. Like, you can't just say Black Flash. Black Wally West, sure.
But no, the original Wally, OG Wally West.
Our Wally West died.
Your Wally West.
Our Flash.
Here's the thing with Wally West. That's a big deal. Like, they put all of this effort and time into bringing him back into the DC landscape, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's dead.
And this book is continuity too.
In continuity,
yep.
And not only is it in continuity, but it was like a whimper of a death. It wasn't even like this grandiose kind of. All of a sudden, they just were like, "Oh, by the way, Arsenal and Wally West are dead." It just says confirmed.
Who wrote this book? Because I need to punch
Tom
him.
King.
I'm gonna punch Tom King.
And Tom King, he knows what he's doing.
Well, he better comic their asses back to life.
Wait. This book is not about their death. It's about the people dealing with their death.
Well, that's what Sanctuary is in general.
I'm not dealing with the death right now, okay? Comic his ass back to life I needed to happen.
Here's my thing. I think the whole idea of this book in general is going to... The fact that it's so nonchalant and the fact that it's in the beginning of the book, it would not surprise me if they comic his ass back to life by the end.
Listen.
That's not surprising to me at all if that happens. But it's pretty shocking when you all of a sudden... When they open up and you see the first couple bodies and you're like, oh, Blue Jay died. No, not Blue Jay. And then all of a sudden they go in the house and Wally's there. And then Arsenal's kind of like sprung out behind him. And you're like, my God. And the book's pretty dark. I mean, right off the bat, it opens up with Booster Gold at a diner in like Kansas or wherever the hell he is. And then Harley Quinn walks in. She's all beat to shit. And she looks at him and the waitress is the best. The waitress goes, you guys got a fight? And he goes, yeah. And then she just sits down and eats a piece of pie with him before then stabbing him multiple times.
What?
Yeah. Oh, the fight's brutal. The fight's real brutal. And at the end of the fight, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't read this book. I'm going to say it one more time. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't read this book. But he's alluding to the fact that Harley killed all these people. And then she says, no, that was you. So as of right now, it looks like Booster Gold is the reason that everybody's dead. So Booster Gold's dealing with some stuff with the fact that he created Batpoint, since is that what we're calling it, right?
Yeah, Flashpoint.
So when he went back and changed Batman's history by trying to save his parents by giving him like the ultimate wedding gift, he's dealing with the repercussions of that, about essentially ruining somebody's life, ruining the world, so to speak, and having to put everything back to rights and allowing his parents to die and such. That is what he's dealing with. So it's a book about PTSD. That's what the point of the book is. It's like superhero PTSD.
I like how DC is slowly like making Batman a real fixture in the DC universe and not just Gotham. Like, I mean, affecting.
I would say he's always been. I would say he historically affects Gotham more, but he is absolutely affecting everything.
Universally now he affects
the DC landscape. I still think that's the case. I still think that's the case. He's been put a part of the Justice League for how long? Look at Tower of Babel.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, like,
Tower of Babel, for anybody unaware, is when Batman gets his plan stolen that kills all the Justice League. It's a pretty depressing book.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't
why,
give
why
that
you
one.
Keep looking
I can't
at give, me with
you know
the
what?
Side
I don't
eye
know
eye.
If he necessarily deserves it, but I'm been hankering to do one of these. So let's just get another one out there. End of one, end of two. Earth 2!
I didn't deserve it.
Maybe your Earth 2 Batman didn't affect anything besides Gotham. Oh, is there?
I didn't deserve that.
No, you did.
No, I didn't.
Did.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
Moving on did. To the Lasso of Truth.
Who?
Yeah, Maurer, go ahead. Talk to me about the Lasso of Truth. I'm so happy you brought that up.
This is all you.
I guarantee you this is the one bit of news that Maurer
no
did
idea
not
about.
Look at all.
So ahead, it's Maurer. Now called The Golden Perfect?
Okay,
Golden
keep going.
Perfect.
So that's kind of dumb.
It's a dumb name. Yeah, I like super Lasso dumb. Of Truth.
Lasso of Truth, you know, basically told you what it did,
pretty
what
much.
It was.
Cut and dry.
The Golden Perfect?
Well, because it now doesn't just have you tell the truth. So it's weird. So what she does is when she ensnares somebody, so to speak, she creates a connection between the two of them on like an astral plane, like Doctor Strange, so to speak. Right? And then she's able to communicate, calm them, pacify them, that kind of stuff. So she's able to do more than just get them to say the truth now. That's the point.
So, like, they're just standing there and a war is going on around them and they could die while she's doing this, like, little powwow?
Yeah, I mean, God only knows how long it takes. But she doesn't use the Lasso of Truth to that degree when these big epic fights are happening. But something interesting she could do now is if these big epic fights are happening and the person that she's fighting isn't powerful enough or strong-minded enough, she can then grab them with the Lasso of Truth and stop them dead in their tracks. Because, again, she can pacify them. So it's not like she can just stop them and say, tell me the truth. She can now say, you're done fighting.
Does it still not work on Batman?
Great question. I don't know. That's a great question. Probably not. I'm going to say those with strong will, I have a feeling that this isn't going to work against. Like, I bet you this has no effect on Green Lanterns.
Mm. I think the best meme ever made is Batman, Superman, and her putting their hands on it and go, Kal-El, Diana, I'm Batman.
He's not. Yeah, he's not lying. He's not lying. But yeah, so that's what's going on with Wonder Woman right now.
Why do you think that this even is a thing?
Just to evolve the lore. I mean, that's what every book right now is evolving the character's lore more than I've ever seen in comics in a very long time. Look at Venom, right? Look at Avengers. Look at Justice League. Even Batman to a degree with Gotham and Gotham Girl, how that whole arc has evolved Gotham to a degree.
I think it'd be cooler if they gave her a sword this power. What? Like if she cuts you, then she could do it rather than the lasso.
She's more known for the lasso.
Yeah.
The lasso is a bigger deal to her. I mean, I'd like to see them revisit the whole, you take the gauntlets off of her and she becomes wildly powerful. I'd like to revisit that one if we're going to start evolving lore behind characters.
True.
But it's cool. It's cool enough with me. This is like Wolverine's claws heating up. You know what I mean? That's what this feels like to me. It's just like
clone Wolverine.
It's an arbitrary
calling it.
Clone Wolverine.
Definitely clone.
Anyway, let's keep moving. So Doomsday Clock. Doomsday Clock is something I'm very excited for. It's just taken way too long to get here. But real fast, we've all been waiting for the moment that we knew inevitably was going to happen where Dr. Manhattan and Superman finally go toe-to-toe.
In all of his glory.
That hasn't happened yet. they have teased it. So Dr. Manhattan finally makes his appearance in this story arc.
And this happens to be nude news.
It is, because, I mean, he's up front and present. He's definitely, I was not expecting that. I'm like, after all the Batman damn crap that they just went through, there enough that the blue bulge, we're going to call it.
Didn't you just say there wasn't going to be any nude news?
That's
earlier?
A good point. There is definitely nude news.
Yeah, you lied.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Librarian Kate gets credit for nude news.
Yes.
She commented on somebody's post saying that, hey, do I get any credit for being the first person to coin nude news? Sure.
Yes, Librarian Kate.
Sure. And features inability to say new news.
Nah, I was saying new news the whole time. She said it sounded like I said nude news.
It sounded like you said nude news today.
It sounded like that, but I definitely said new news.
Anyway, so yeah, the blue bulge aside, what's interesting about this scene, and I want to talk about the whole book. The book's worth reading. For anybody unaware, the Watchmen universe has been slowly crossing over with the DC universe. My words were right.
Yeah, we stuttered them out.
Wow. Wow.
And the guy that don't talk.
Features is a dick right now. He's the blue bulge over here.
Hold on, wait. I can't really talk about that right now.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the whole Watchmen universe crossing over with the DC universe has been a very big talking point for DC for a while now, and it's something that we've all been very excited to get to. So I'm very happy that this is finally happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about it is that Dr. Manhattan cannot see what happens after the fight with Superman. All we know is that Superman is coming at him with a fist, and boom, Dr. Manhattan has no idea what his future is.
That's because Superman can hit so hard that he can literally tear holes in dimensions and realities. He might have affected...
Well, that's what his question is. And I love this. So Dr. Manhattan being the guy who exists at all time, right? Time is not time to him. He says, did he destroy me? Or did I destroy everything? And that's what his motivation in this book is, to find out what. And it's 1 month that they keep bringing up. It's 1 month from now.
Meanwhile, Joker just wants him to put on some clothes.
Yes, Joker just asked him to put on some pants.
Before we go any further, I do have something I want to share with our Firesiders. All right, Firesiders, here's our deal. If you're as big of a football fan as I am, and you know the season's already here, it's time to get on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all of your favorite sporting events. You can take a side, the total, or you can even bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points your favorite player will score. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big. Use the promo code FIRESIDE when you register for your account, and you're going to get a 100% sign-up bonus. Even if the game already started, don't worry about it. You got MyBookie.net there, and it has in-game live action on every major league event and even esports. There is no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Don't forget to go to MyBookie.net right now to open your account and start winning. Don't forget to use the promo code FIRESIDE when you register to get that 100% sign-up bonus. So get in on the action, go to MyBookie.net, use that promo code FIRESIDE, get the 100% sign-up bonus, and start winning. Remember, all you need is the code FIRESIDE when you go to MyBookie.net, and you're going to get a 100% sign-up bonus right now. There's no deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. It's void where prohibited.
Okay, so let's... Okay, a little bit more comic news.
Just back
a smidge more. So first, Bruce Banner is no longer, looks like he's not going to be the end-all be-all Hulk anymore.
Well, isn't Bruce Banner still dead?
Well, he's the immortal Hulk, so he can't be killed, which is kind of cool. He's like Solomon Grundy-ish now. Kind of. You know, Solomon Grundy being like...
Born on a Monday.
Actually, that's a good question. Who came first? Is it Hulk?
I think Hulk came first.
I think, and they're, I don't know. I think so, but there's, Solomon Grundy's old. I don't know how old. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. So the whole idea is that because She-Hulk is now part of the new Avengers,
mm-hmm,
from the Legacy line
of
Avengers books, she fighting the Celestials, who are the ancient beings of the universe in Marvel,
right.
They have essentially doubled her gamma count.
Yeah, it's apparently her and Thor drank with the blood of Ymir, something like that, so they could grow to astronomical sizes. Thank you. So they could actually fight the Celestials.
And that made her gamma count go through the roof, so she's now potentially stronger than Banner ever could be.
Potentially.
Yeah. We haven't. That hasn't happened yet, but it's a possibility now because of her gamma count, so to speak.
So technically, Banner's still the strongest there.
Gamma
is.
Gamma hey, Gamma Gamma yo.
Wow. And a one, and a two.
Earth two!
Gamma Gamma hey, Gamma Gamma how.
Yo Gamma Gamma.
Yo Gamma Gamma.
I don't get that one.
Yo wow. Gabba Gabba?
Wow.
He first and foremost, he's not he's never been a child.
Oh, that's true.
At least mine was a Ramones quote. So, all right, let's move on past that.
Wow. Hold on here for just a quick second, Baby Huey. So, Solomon Grundy, 1944, Incredible Hulk, 1960, what? 1962. Solomon Ooh. Grundy was first.
Yeah, with Hulk stronger.
Wow. Yeah, way.
So, all right, hold on.
What?
We've got the answer to a question we've been waiting to hear.
Oh, I want to hit you with a shoe right now. I want to throw my shoe at you for what you just said. It was the worst segue. Oh, go ahead.
The question Ooh. Is making his rebirth debut.
Hey!
And it's Brian Michael Bendis.
Get out of here.
Beep, yeah.
Wow.
So this is one of the characters when Bendis was coming over, we said we want to see him, right? This is going to be awesome, and it looks amazing.
Who's the question, Maurer?
The question is the psychotic conspiracy theorist detective who has no face to blend in. If you think of Darkman meets
the blank
from Dick Tracy.
That's cool. All right, let's move on to some TV news. They don't have a whole bunch, so we're just going to say it real quick.
DC!
Titans. DC streaming service Titans is also going to be streaming on Netflix internationally. Yeah. For us, that's not true.
Oh.
But for all of the firesiders from around the world and not located in the United States, you got Netflix.
Firesiders in the United States, please do not try to proxy your location. Netflix over the past 6 months to a year has been figuring out ways to track that and shutting down and banning IPs for life.
Ooh,
don't do that.
So
there are other ways to watch that show. Yeah. Don't do that.
If you happen to be one of those people that proxies, please keep an eye out because Netflix is coming for you.
All right, you've been warned. Keeping this moving. Daredevil season 3 will not feature any other characters from the Netflix world. I'll take it.
I'm okay with that.
We don't need to just force things in that don't need. Well, I'm gonna stop right now because I know the jokes that are coming. I'm gonna reword this. I'm gonna reword this. Okay, hold on. Danny Rand showing up in Luke Cage season 2 was a rarity. Right. Uh-huh. That worked beautifully, but yeah. Although in the beginning, everybody can agree it felt forced. Would you agree? When he showed up at the barbershop, you're like,
at the barbershop.
All right. This feels a little forced. I just want to check in on my friend.
All right, Danny.
That
kind of was his style, but
I get it. But it felt like it was just weirdly.
Well,
out of
because he just randomly popped.
We don't need a cameo of the weeks right. in these shows.
Arguably the best scene, best episode, and arguably the best Iron Fist of all of Netflix.
Yeah, that episode really divides people because some people either loved it or hated it.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it.
But
great.
My point is that we don't have to do that. If you can make it naturally fit, do it. But don't force that because it's unnecessary.
And if you have a really cool Daredevil story to tell, don't try and make us look at anything else. Just give us the Daredevil.
Yeah, I'm in it for Daredevil.
Wilson Fisk in the white suit. Sold.
One last thing about Titans before we move on to some movie news. We did get a cool clip of Beast Boy transforming into a tiger.
Yeah.
Right. And so he's saying that it's always been his favorite, but it's just the transformation scene was pretty cool. And him popping up on the car as the tiger, it works really well. So I dig this Beast Boy. Jeff John said he's been the best to write. He's been the most fun.
Nude news.
He was naked. That's true, man. There's a lot of nude news. He was naked. They make a whole point about him. He's naked.
Yeah,
naked. And then Robin also says that the reason that he's no longer with Batman is he found himself becoming too much like Batman. That's the reason why Robin backed off. So those were the two promo clips that we got. Again, I will include these promo clips on the Welcome to Fireside post for this. So welcometofireside.com. If you're listening to this somewhere else and you want to see what those clips are like, check us out over on our website. Let's move on to some TV news with another awesome clip that I will make sure that I add, which is Venom
TV or movies
beating people with people.
Yes.
Movies. Venom picked up a dude and Loki'd him right? Like Hulk, just Loki'd him around into other people, and it was amazing.
I'm the dude getting beat with other dudes.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow.
Feel bad for that dude.
Wow. There's so much happening there. I don't even know what straw to grasp at. Was that Tropic Thunder?
Yeah. Tropic Thunder talking about Venom.
All right. End one. End two. End two! If you're new to this show and you're confused why we're doing that, it's when we're not quite sure how your brain got from point A to point B, right? We're not quite sure how you got to that.
So you were Robert Downey Jr. playing an actor, playing another actor, talking about a movie another world.
Beating people with people. Wow. Anyway, I'll include that clip, but I am very stoked for Venom after that clip because it was awesome. It is awesome. I can't wait for Venom. So stoked. Moving on to some other awesome news. We got our first really great look at Hellboy. We saw that Hellboy picture, right, of David, whatever the hell his name is, from Stranger Things.
Harbor.
Thank you. He looked good, but I was a little suspect. But man.
Is it just me or did it look like they made him up to look like the other Hellboy?
I think so.
Like,
but they should. You don't want to change Hellboy's look.
Like, he really looks like Ron Perlman.
That's fine with me, dude.
But he has the horns, though, too.
Super! Well,
Ron Perlman had the horns in some of the shots, too.
He looks phenomenal. This poster has me so excited for Hellboy. I haven't said...
I love the tagline, too.
Can someone give me my Hellboy breakdown?
Little child demon of hell, brought to Earth by Nazis and then taken care of by an old man who helped put out...
What's their name?
SBPD.
That's it.
So it's a good book. It looks awesome. We'll see how dark we go with this. I have a feeling that we're going to get a whole different side of Hellboy.
Yeah, you're going to get a different tone. This will be a much darker tone than we got. Like, because there was the other Hellboy, although had some dark moments, it was more of a comedy. It was very funny. And it was just so all over the place that it was, that's why my first viewing of the Hellboy movie, I didn't like it when I saw it in theaters.
It was very fantasy because it was Del Toro. Like, it had that fantasy.
And the second one. The first one, yeah, too. But the first one just had such a comedic undertone to it that it almost took you out of it.
Like, I want to see dark and gritty, almost Sin City type.
Like, when he was fighting in the subway, I was waiting for a Y-Y-Yoda, you know? Anyway, let's keep this moving.
Other awesome movie news.
We got so much. So much.
Jake Gyllenhaal set photos as Mysterio.
We kind of. He's missing some key pieces.
Like the helmet?
That makes him Mysterio.
Think about filming in the helmet.
I get you. It's probably CGI. I get you.
It
makes sense that they wouldn't have him in it. I do think that if this is true, the fan, or not the fan art, the, what's the art called? Man, I'm awful today.
Concept art?
Concept art. Thank you. The concept art for him.
I just had to mind meld with you to get where you were going
and
for.
The Thor art? For I think it was Thor the Dark World are almost identical. Like, it's almost like they just kind of traced over to make this look for Mysterio. If this concept art is true, I'll add it to the post so you know what I'm talking about. But it's Mysterio. He looks awesome. Let's talk about some other Spider-Man news, like Spidey suit, because this is all over the place.
New Spidey suit or just a Spidey mode?
It's Spidey mode. It's a way to sell toys. He's going to absolutely have other costumes. No question about it. They're going to sell way more toys and costumes and stuff making a new costume.
Let's talk about this Spidey mode. What is it?
It looks like a stealth mode, an all-black suit, but it still has the same texture and design as his normal Stark suit.
So we're not getting like Spider-Man Noir.
We don't really know, but so much. I mean, there's a set photo. One photo is horribly grainy, so it's hard to tell.
Far away.
But then there's also a video that's much better.
Yeah, the video where he pops up, you can clearly see a darker suit. I'm just hoping they don't go the way of the Tobey movies and it's a symbiote that just happens to mimic the same exact suit he already had.
There's going to be no symbiote.
I hope not.
No symbiote, man. They're not muddy in those waters.
Not at all.
Not going to happen. Nope, not a thing.
Speaking of suits.
What suits?
Let's talk.
Oh, the X-Men? Because we just want to hear Features complain. Features, what's going on with the X-Men?
It's trash. Sorry, what happened?
Tell me what's going on. What's trash?
X-Men. Movies. Trash.
So tell me the news.
For people that can't read your mind.
Okay. So, for people that can't read my mind, the X-Men movies since the third one have been trash. All the way on up. You may have enjoyed Days of Future Past.
What's the news?
Get to the point.
Oh, yeah. So they have, like, new suits.
Jeez. That's the last time I'm asking. Yeah. They have the Astonishing X-Men costumes, and they look great. That's it.
They look good. They do look a little baggy.
Trash.
In some of the spots. And
I don't want them in spandex.
It doesn't look.
Trash baggy.
And I will say,
Traggy.
As much as I love Jennifer Lawrence, her hatred for the body makeup and paint where they keep making it like easier for her, her makeup has looked worse and worse in every film. And in this, the glitter or whatever they put on her on the just looks bad. So, and I hate to say that about the beautiful Jennifer Lawrence.
All right. Well,
you guys want to know something?
What?
I actually might not go see this film.
You are absolutely seeing this film because
we say this about every movie.
A comic book podcast. Even if you hate it, people want to know. Don't say things like that ever.
Okay.
So what else do we got going on?
Well, I think one last bit of news that's worth talking about is Deadpool 2. Because Deadpool 2 is releasing a PG-13 version.
Why?
And that is so funny to me. And not
this
only,
isn't a joke?
No. And not only are they releasing it, so it's December 21st is when it's coming out. But the first picture they've shown is Fred Savage reprising his role in The Princess Bride. If you've never seen The Princess Bride, Fred Savage is a little boy being read a story to by his grandfather. And the picture is a grown Fred Savage in a tiny little bed with Deadpool reading him a story. And somehow they're going to incorporate that into the movie. So my guess is because there's so much inappropriate humor, they had to create a whole new way of telling this story to make it feel like a full-length feature film.
So it's just going to be Deadpool telling the story and
skipping over some of the more violent and horrifying parts.
Well, it is a family-friendly film.
We don't know, but so much it is. It is. It's all about family.
It's all about it.
So it's very funny, but I think we need to just take a break for a moment. First, we need to address some things that our Firesiders wanted us to talk about, and then I want to talk to you about this upcoming week.
What do the Firesiders want to hear about today?
Big thing. I asked a couple questions. I wanted to know.
Of course you did.
Give us some, what stories would you like us to talk about? And Library and Kate asked a question. With the controversy around Batman Damned, do you think this will help or hurt the Black Label DC run? Like that?
I think it has no effect.
I think it helps. I think it absolutely helps. It's the best marketing ever.
And they canceled the second printing of the book. So Batman Damned is not getting a second printing now. So
At all.
Wow. Done. Dunzo.
Wow. That's crazy. So the first book they release under this new label is already a collector's item.
Yeah, and I don't have it.
Neither do I. Baby Huey has it.
Yes, he does.
And Baby Huey looks at that one panel over and over.
When he saw Batman's Robin, you know.
the Batarang.
Bad Wang.
So.
Yep. Anyway, with the new news. So to answer your question, I think it helps. I think it helps them. It's not, I mean, what is that whole all publicity is good publicity?
Yeah.
And they knew going into this that there was going to be some people that go, oh my God, that's a comic. No, that's the whole reason why they made the 18 and over Black Label. You couldn't be under 18 and purchase this book.
When has controversy not sold, though?
All right. What else do we got on the docket, good sir?
Well, the only other thing I asked was, with New York Comic Con right around the corner, what kind of things are you excited about at New York Comic Con? What kind of things are you interested to go
waiting
see?
Waiting in line.
Yeah, that's going to be a big part of it. So Librarian Kate said the Outlanders panel. She also said the Doctor Who for the 13th Doctor Who Funko Pop. Then you have the Women of Marvel panel. Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson, which I actually very much look forward to. And then she also said seeing us. So that's cool.
I'm looking forward to the press lounge that we have access to.
Yep, that's good. I didn't know that was a thing. So that's exciting. And then Steve Baum said he really wishes Jason Aaron had a damn signing booth. I agree. Jason Aaron, the fact that Jason Aaron doesn't, Marvel, you're screwing up. And you got a big, big old booth. So there's something wrong with you.
He might make an appearance there. You remember their booth randomly just has people show up and do signings at it. I'm looking forward to some vinyl. So they are releasing colored vinyl of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles soundtrack. And they're pre-releasing it at New York Comic Con along with some pops, some Mezcos, and a super exclusive Iron Man from Hot Toys that is a stealth suit that lights up kind of like Tron.
All right, so If you've been following us on social media, we have been teasing and hinting at us going to New York Comic Con for a little while. So what we want to do is make sure everybody is aware that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, when the con is over at 8 p.m., we will be live streaming with a pretty interesting panel of guests every night. Every single night, we're going to be doing a live show.
We're going to be on like 12 monsters at that point.
Yeah, this is going to be a strange show, to say the least, but I am so stoked. So we have our press passes. We are going to be going to New York Comic Con. We will be streaming from Comic Con through our social media outlets. We will interact at that point. We will see you there if you're going. But
and it's a big chunk of our team. We've got Menti, features myself, Baby Huey, and Moshko coming up for a couple days to give a toy spin on it. So our live streaming presence, as long as internet works, should be good.
Yep. And but let's talk about this live show for a little bit. So Thursday night, Maurer, what's the plan?
We have kind of a Pictionary type thing going on, drink and draw. If we're allowed to drink, it's still up in the air if we're actually allowed to pound some beers out. But we're going to have Buzz from the Corpse Crew. We're going to have Blair Webb from the Corpse Crew. Garrett Gunn looks like he's going to be there. We've got a few other secrets up our sleeves of who's going to be there. If you are a fan of the Terra Normal book, you might have that artist appearing. Maybe not. Maybe Jocko, maybe CJ Drayden. Who knows? You're going to have to check in and find out.
But then we also Friday is going to be the most interesting show as of right now. Friday seems like it's wrapping up to be a pretty, it came out of left field, in my opinion. So we're doing a Luke Cage talk with several awesome guests. So first, we've got Curtis Blow. And I think Curtis Blow is to say icon is not saying it correctly.
Well, the first hip-hop artist to get signed to a major album.
Really, literally the first superstar in hip-hop, so...
To me, that's a big deal. We also have Dinko D from Leaders of the New School. Also going to be joining us.
Yep.
Which is a legend in his own right.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I'm saying is the amount of hip hop icons that we've got coming there. We also have Sean Martinbro, who worked on Luke Cage Noir. So during the Noir run of books, he worked on Luke Cage Noir. He's a phenomenal artist. So we're very excited to have him joining us as well. We also, all four nights, have a phenomenal comedian by the name of Tony Powell, who's also featured pretty heavily on the OG Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. He used to be a regular on I Miss in the Morning. So he's going to be joining us the entire time as well. I can't wait to see how he meshes with this little group.
There might be one more guest.
What was that?
There's
some things in the air right now. I don't want to say just yet, but there's some other big names.
Listen, if you like hip hop,
you're gonna love this show. you're gonna dig this show.
And you think the guests that we already have, you know, would be like the kings of the industry? There might be somebody else that shows up.
Mm-hmm. And Dinko D looks like he's also going to be joining us on the next night, where we're going to be talking more specifically music and comics. And then Sunday, if all goes well, it'll be CJ Drayden joining us as a final recap.
Yep, and we might be getting him to do a live demo for us.
Depends on how tired he is, and I don't blame him.
Listen,
CJ's got a lot on his plate.
When you're listening to this right now, I've got a favor to ask of you that you can't refuse. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Where's my art from 7 years ago? All right, on that note.
He's going to do it on the show.
You know what? My jazz piece is done.
All right, well.
On that note. Do
that thing.
Menti, do that thing.
You can find the show at Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. You can find pretty much at Welcome to Fireside wherever you go. So welcome to fireside.com, or
even if you search YouTube now by Welcome to Fireside.
At Welcome to Fireside. It's everywhere. If you've enjoyed the show, please join us for our live stream. Again, it will be live on Facebook and on YouTube. You can interact with the show and be part of it. So please, by all means, jump into that chat. Once again, I'm Menti.
Features.
And I'm Mr. Maurer. If you're going to be checking us out on that live, remember to look at us at OG Podcast, at the OGPodcastNetwork.com, on their social media, OG Podcast. Check us out everywhere. I do want to thank, we just started putting some videos up on YouTube. It might not seem like a lot, but we just hit 50 subscribers there, which in the past 2 weeks, we went from 14 to 50. So that's a big thing for us. We've got some things in the works, if you will, about video. Other than Menti and I hitting the gym, but
that is a guaranteed for now. And I'd also like to thank today's sponsor of the show. We truly appreciate it. our sponsors, our fans, the support goes a whole long way. We appreciate it.
Listen, they're way better than the bookies I used to deal with.
Although I have a feeling Maurer was the guy who was breaking people's legs for bookies.
I'm pretty sure that was the case.
Anyway, deuces!
Deuces!
Peace.